Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this getaway Friday night, Friday, February the 2nd, 2024, 15 minutes past the hour. It is Groundhog Day 2024, and Carrington and Matt are along with me for the ride, hour number two. And guys, what is the official weather prediction for Ohio?
6 more weeks of winter.
And how did we get the official weather prediction for the state of Ohio?
Miss Ohio was the groundhog. The groundhog pointed at a piece of pizza because you can't pick up a piece of pizza with mitts. And then we got the card out from underneath the pizza. Card's 6 more weeks. Marion Withrow signed it with the Guinness Book of World Record signature. And then it's official.
Now, Carrington, how did we get the official national weather prediction?
The Associated Press ran an article saying a mascot, a pizza, and a former U.S. treasurer, how Ohio is predicting 6 more weeks of winter. So that's obviously about us, and that's pretty cool because that's a national news station.
So read the thing.
Oh, okay. People might just be tuning in. Sorry. For all the new fans out there, part two. In Marion, Ohio, birthplace of an American president, Warren G. for Groundhog Harding, a nearly 6-foot-tall costumed human, predicted 6 more weeks of winter using a pizza. Arriving at the studios of WWGH in a peanut butter and jelly truck on Friday, Warren was directed by host Scott Spears to pick a slice of groundhog pizza. Each slice had a card underneath reading either 6 more weeks of winter or early spring. Warren was later revealed to be Miss Ohio 2023 Madison Miller. Due to a lack of thumbs, the groundhog had to point rather than pick up the slice. Marion's favorite dignitary, former U.S. treasurer and native daughter, Mary Ellen Withrow, now 93, certified the prediction with her famous signature. Withrow's in the Guinness Book of World Records for having her signature on more U.S. paper currency than any other person.
Well, what do you have to say to that?
Obviously, the 93 thing's a little unnecessary.
I thought so, but why do they do that? Who knows? We don't really know. And, of course, we want to thank PETA, because PETA sent us a shout-out today. And here's what they said. Now, that's how you do Groundhog Day. WGH Talk in Marion, Ohio is having a contest where its audience will use their detective skills to figure out who's in the groundhog costume. Let's celebrate this tradition without hurting any animals. Thank you, PETA.
So WWGH is redefining Groundhog Day. Live groundhogs are no longer necessary.
Well, this is what I kept saying. I don't think it's really about the groundhog. I think that's kind of silly. I never thought it was about the groundhog or the tradition. It's about the fun.
Yeah, and the groundhog just symbolizes the fun.
Bingo.
Yeah.
All right. Now, people think that we really argue, but it's fun. We do that for fun.
Yeah, you hurt my feelings a little earlier, though.
I did not hurt your feelings. Now, tell the truth.
What?
You're trying to make me look bad. Now go ahead. Come on. Tell the truth.
No, okay.
We talked about this earlier.
We do like to fight.
We talked
for
about
fun.
This earlier. That what were you saying earlier? I thought that's a good conversation to have. That's a this is like a coffee klatch type of show. Just what you would have over dinner with somebody. You made an interesting point earlier about people always think that go ahead.
That we argue and
I don't think that's what you said earlier. But people, I was talking about how age and gender and blah, blah always mean something.
Oh.
And you said that you get that with us because I'm the only friend that you have.
Yeah, you're the only friend that I have that's more of an adult figure, I guess. But I kind of look up to you a little bit, even though it pains me to say.
A little bit, a little bit.
Even though it pains me to say it, a little bit.
But yet we don't have that type of friendship where it's like, I talk down to you or give you orders or anything like that. I treat you like an equal.
Yeah, no, we're just like friends.
Yeah, but yet there is a difference, which, see, I think is fine. I don't know why people have that problem in life. Why can't you be friends with a girl? Why can't you be friends with somebody who's older? Why can't you be friends with different ethnicities and all that? People get a little cockeyed about it, like earlier when I was talking about Miss Ohio.
Yeah, they did not like that.
You know what? I'm sorry. She's a nice girl.
Yeah, she's a 10, as you said.
Again, I'm not talking about looks. She looks okay.
And Matt said what? She's a 7.5 to an 8.
Absolutely.
Were your ratings?
Lord. I'm just, what? You did not like her personality?
I liked her personality.
That's all I'm saying.
I told you, she had a great personality.
Wonderful personality.
Yeah, she was really cool.
Okay, let's go on to, we got this love language garbage. We're done with that. And we're going to open this thing from Idaho here in a second. But I like this story. A mother wrote, no, we'll save that one. Let's do this one. Do you know who Billy Baldwin and Chyna Phillips are? Do you know this story?
No, I don't know who those people are.
That's going to be a good story. But they're two celebrities who are married to each other. That's going to last a long time. But she recently converted to Christianity. So, can a couple survive religious differences? They're not doing so well now.
I think so, but it's going to come with its own conflicts, obviously. And I think it also depends on how, like, invested the people are in their religion. Because I think some of them, they kind of, like, look down upon if your significant other isn't religious as well.
So you're saying no religion. I'm talking about two different religions. Let's listen. One's a Buddhist and one's a Christian.
Yeah. I mean, I'm assuming that, like, each religion has their own set of, like, standards for what they expect and, like, probably defines what a, like, healthy relationship is supposed to look like. And I assume that, like, both relationships or, like, both religions would probably be like, oh, you know, in the stereotypical, like, good relationship according to this religion, you would both be of the same religion.
I don't look down on any religion because I feel that's judgmental. And I don't think you should do that.
Yeah, I agree.
Matter of fact, I don't even know what the religions have been of the people I've been in relationships with.
That never comes up? You don't make it that far?
No. Like, what's that far? We don't make it to
the
Sunday.
The third or fourth
We don't make it to Sunday. We start on a Monday, and by Wednesday it's getting a little rocky, and by Friday it's over, so we never make it to Sunday.
Gotcha. You got a radio show Friday nights. So you don't have time
for a you know, I know that they have had religions, but I just never got into the conversation of it.
Okay, so I'd assume in those relationships, the religion probably wasn't as significant in their lives if they're not, like, bringing it up to you. So I feel like,
I don't think they were
going to
convert me.
No, not that they're going to convert you, but, like, I feel like if people are really passionate about their religion, they're going to bring it up, like, throughout just talking to them.
I know, but you
said that you didn't even know what they were, so I'm assuming, like, they're not as passionate. So in that sense, they're probably not going to have as many issues as Chyna Baldwin and whoever.
Billy Baldwin and Chyna Phillips.
Yeah. Okay, that was their shift name, Chyna Baldwin, whatever.
What do you think, Matt?
I think that you can definitely make it work. It's just gonna, it'll take some, you'll have to work at it. It'll come with its whole new set of problems, obviously. And like Carrington said, there are a lot of religions that are, if you're not part of that religion, or if you don't have a religion at all, that relationship's kind of frowned upon a
bit. Shouldn't we not judge, though?
I'm not saying that, I mean, never mind. I'm not saying that we should judge. It just, that's how it happens with religion.
Yeah, but I mean, if you are of a religion and I'm of a religion, then, you know, okay. What's the problem?
I don't think it's that there's an issue necessarily, especially from an outside perspective or, like, other people's opinions, but, like, within the relationships, I assume that the religions probably have somewhat different sets of, like, rules and standards. So, like, people always talk about if they have kids and stuff, like, oh, you know, what are you going to teach your kids and tell them? So I could see that being a possible issue.
Well, that's okay, but, I mean, if you don't have kids, why worry about that?
I don't know. Maybe they're spending time together and one person has a lot of religious commitment and the other one has lesser religious commitment and they're just, like, frustrated with them or something. I don't know. I don't know what the problems that are going to possibly arise are.
I don't know. I just, when I think of it, can a couple survive religious differences, I think yes.
I think they can. My grandparents are different.
What are they?
My grandma's a Christian, like, really hard, and my grandpa is not religious at all.
Does he go?
No.
Okay, well, there you go.
No.
So he has no religion.
Yeah.
Atheist.
Yeah, I would say so.
Wow, okay. Yeah. She puts up with that.
Yeah, I don't...
That might be a little harder, I would think.
They bicker about it a little bit, but they tolerate it. They work it out, I guess.
Oh, well, that's interesting, because... now, atheism's a big interest... That's fascinating, because could we elect an atheist president? I don't know. That's an interesting question.
I didn't even know that the presidents, like, had religions.
Oh, they have religion. Oh, they follow them to church when they're campaigning.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that. Have they all been Christians?
No, Catholic. John Kennedy was a Catholic.
Is that the only one? And everybody else is
and
just
a
Christian?
And that was a big deal.
That he was a Catholic?
Yeah, he had to address that.
Oh, my gosh. No, I didn't know that. I feel like they don't talk about religion a lot in, like, being the president. I don't know.
I think that it matters to a lot of people who are religious. I think that if somebody who's not religious is running for office, people who are religious might not vote for them because they feel they don't have a quote-unquote...
higher power.
Yeah, they're not following a higher power, so they don't have a quote-unquote, like, proper set of moral values or something like that.
Hmm. But it's always been Christian?
Except John Kennedy.
Okay. Catholicism. But, like, they're pretty close.
They're cousins.
But people were worried that he would take his orders from the Pope. That was what the fear was.
Oh, okay.
Gonna rebuild the Holy Roman Empire.
People love to talk about the Roman Empire.
They got scared.
Well, it's interesting. So I guess we've decided that, yes, you can. Is that the facts of this?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say so.
All right. Well, let's open this thing from Idaho. Because we need to do that, and then we'll get back to the topics here. Where'd it go? Did you steal it?
I did not.
I know how you like to do it. You get klepto.
I am not.
That, trust me, that's in the book. You're kleptomania. That's why we can't take trips anymore.
What? You never said we couldn't take trips anymore.
Well, we haven't done any since you got us arrested in Cleveland.
I did no such thing. You steal one thing, and all of a sudden, everyone's judging you.
Starts kleptoing right around the place, and I'm thinking, what are you doing? Jeez. Sticky fingers.
Well.
You want to open this?
I do. Yeah,
all right.
I can.
No, now, remember this. Here's what it says. It's from our friend in Lewiston, Idaho. And it says, don't open till next Friday, Friday Night Live. Scott, Matt, and Carrington. Oh, the popularity of this show. Don't break it.
No, we need to guess what it is. What is everybody's guess?
Me and Scott already guessed.
What? Yeah.
We guessed.
You guys guessed without me? Okay, what were your guys' guesses?
I think it's a 3D print, like a small little 3D printed plaque.
Could be.
I'm feeling it up. What's your guess?
I think it could be a coaster.
Coaster?
Yes.
It feels like it's the size of like a card. I'm going to guess like something related to cards.
Open it up.
Okay.
Like what kind of card?
Something related to cards.
Like a Happy Groundhog Day card?
Yeah. But, like, it's, like, the size of, like, a playing card, you know?
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Send us the Ace of Clubs or something.
Send us the Ace of Clubs. Oh, wow.
Oh, there's a note. What is that?
Oh, my God.
What is that?
That's a picture of us 3D printed.
Is it? Oh, that is us.
Well, that's us. That's us. Oh, my God. I love it.
Oh, I have the Cubs shirt on.
Oh,
you were holding the microphone.
This is the microphone picture?
Yes.
Aww. Oh, my gosh, yes. This is the one he made for us.
Hopefully this arrived not broken in half. This is a 3D printed lithoplane.
Oh, if you hold it up to the light, it's so much clearer.
Oh, man, she's like an autism kid now.
What the heck? Oh. That was so rude.
No, hey! She is not wrong.
I was trying to read this thing, and you flipped out.
We're not going to make fun of people with autism, though.
Well, I'm not making fun of people with autism. I just thought maybe you had a touch of it.
Go on reading your thing. I'm done.
Goodness gracious. People over on the street corner heard you. Lithophane, hold it to a light and you'll see the picture
of
the three of you. Enjoy.
Yeah,
I already figured it out.
Well, I can't see it.
I can.
It's so much cooler like that. It looks so clear.
Oh, that's interesting. Wow.
I don't know much about 3D printing, but I feel like that's going to require a lot of, like, specific... Well, I'm just kidding. Maybe if you put, like, a printed image in a 3D printer...
That is
like,
weird.
Take care of the, like, dimension figuring out and stuff.
You know, this isn't the best picture of you.
It's not a great picture of you either.
It really is. Well, I like this picture of
me.
Let me see. You look like Smush Face or something in
that
picture.
That's so mean. Stop it. Okay, that's not the greatest picture of me, but...
See, I told you.
But that's fine. It's fine. It's staying at the studio. I'm not taking
it. I was honest.
Yeah.
What chances were you taking anything home?
I'm not taking it. Yeah,
this isn't
nothing.
Like a shop. You don't come in here just taking things, Klepto.
Not that you know about.
There you go.
Give me 2 weeks and this will be gone before you know.
I'm sure things have disappeared. That's very cool, though. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm excited about
that. It's called a lithophane? Is that what that is? Lithophane.
That's how I would pronounce that word.
Yeah.
Well, if you pronounce it that way, then it must be correct.
It's obviously right.
Okay. Well, that's very nice. And somebody took some time to do that.
Yeah, that's so nice.
Thank you.
Thank you, Calvin. We appreciate you.
We certainly do. That's very nice. That's a fan.
That's neat. That is a fan.
Yeah, well, I wonder if we can take a picture of that for people later on in the light.
Let me try.
I wonder if that'll show.
I'll just try right now.
Yeah, let's do it right during the show. Let's bring the show to a screeching halt while she takes a picture.
No, you guys can keep
talking.
She's
going to drop it or break it. She's going to do something here. I can feel it already.
I'm fine right now. Oh, yeah, no, it looks great in the picture.
Does it?
Yeah.
We'll be the judge of that.
Yeah, here you go.
Let's see it. Lithophane. Oh, yeah, it does show up. How about that?
Yep, it looks great.
What's wrong with your fingers?
Nothing's wrong with my fingers.
Have you clipped them lately?
Not super recently.
You might. What's those things you get under the fingernails and clean the cuticles?
I don't know. I obviously don't use that.
Clearly you wouldn't know what
so
that
I
is.
I don't know.
Oh, you're fun. You're fun.
I know. I'm a hoot.
I'm a hoot.
I'm a hoot.
Okay. So we'll put that up on Facebook. When other people did this show, we never got stuff like this.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yeah, that's why I think we got the best group here. Oh, I wanted to say that earlier. I think that's why things like today happen. I think we've got the best group here. One person does not run a ship. Now, I got mentioned in the article. That's very nice. But really, I mean, if you don't have a good supporting cast, you don't have anything. And I'm not even saying it's supporting. I feel we're all equal here. I feel if you don't have the best team with which to play, like a good football team or a good baseball team, you're not going to win the Super Bowl. You're not going to win the World Series.
It's true. It's not a one-man show.
No, it's not. And nice that they mentioned me, but a lot of other people went into making today work.
Yeah, what would you have done for those 40 minutes while standing out in the freezing cold waiting for the groundhog if it wasn't for all of the people who were out there?
Oh, I can talk.
That's probably true.
One thing I can do, I can talk.
That's probably true.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. All right. What was the other subject I wanted to get into? What did I do with that paper?
Do we have a top 10 list?
We don't have. We did them both today. Mary Ellen did one and Madison did one.
Oh, I'm sad. I love doing the top 10 list. And you let them read it. You never let me read it.
Nobody's ever done one for you.
I had the one about Taylor Swift that one time.
Was that about you?
Yeah, my name was in the title of the top 10 list.
What was it?
I don't remember.
Well, I can see it left quite an impression on
you. It did. It really impacted me.
Now, here's an interesting topic. A mother wrote to the Washington Post that her daughter's boyfriend was physically, mentally, and socially inferior to the daughter. The daughter is a doctor, and the boyfriend assembles bicycles. So can this relationship work?
Yeah, no, I would say so. Why is the mom so critical of the boyfriend?
Well, because she feels that her daughter is physically, mentally, and socially above, superior.
That's terrible. Just because he does bicycles? Like, he has a job. At least he's not, like, unemployed or something. What's it matter what his job is?
Let's see, a doctor and a guy who assembles bicycles. I can see that lasting.
What? Why? What do you mean?
There's
like,
no
why
inequity
do you, why
in
do you
that
have
relationship?
To have the same... Like, job? What are you talking about?
We don't have the same job, but you should be on... I mean, hey, honey, I saved somebody today by pulling a clot off their brain. What'd you do? I got their chain unstuck.
Okay, well, a lot of people
got a kid's
who
chain
are
unstuck.
With doctors don't even have jobs. It'll be like the doctor's
I unkeep
job.
That chain. Makes that whole brain aneurysm look like small potatoes.
Maybe he can be a stay-at-home dad or something if things work out for them.
So, but do you think men like that? I don't think men like that.
Okay, maybe he can just keep working on his bicycles and she can be a doctor and they can both be successful in their own ways.
What do you think, Matt? Is the mother right here? Does she have a point? She paid all this money to send her daughter to medical school and she's dating a bike repair man.
No, I don't think so. I think that I'm with Carrington. I think that it'll probably be fine so long as, once again, they just, you know, work at it. I think that you have to work at any marriage. I don't think that finances should play that big of a part here. I don't see why they would.
Yeah, I've actually talked about this with the pharmacist at work because she... Caitlin.
You know, I saw her the other day. Go
at
ahead.
Work? Yeah, you work at the same place?
No, I was going to say something there and then it won't play well, but go ahead.
Okay, so anyway, she talks about that a lot because, you know, she's a doctor, technically, as a pharmacist, and her...
Whoa, what?
Yes, you should.
You're not... This is the girl who takes your blood pressure when you're having a heart attack?
Yes, that's the
I don't want her to be my doctor.
Yeah, no, you're technically a doctor.
Half of your face is numb, you're drooping, you're passing out. Get the blood pressure cuff. We'll fix this.
Okay, but you can have your doctorate in things, like...
Dr. It. She's not a doctor.
Okay, I don't think I understand all of the degrees, but she does
have... Would you ever operate?
Okay, anyway, she's a doctor. She makes a lot of money. And
she's not a doctor.
Her significant other does not make as much.
Hello, am I here? Was I talking?
No.
She's not a doctor. Man, is she a doctor?
No.
There you go.
Okay, whatever.
She's got a doctorate.
She has a doctorate.
In something.
Well, if you have a doctorate, I think you are considered a doctor.
I don't even know she has a doctorate.
Yes, she does.
No, she doesn't. I've seen
Farm
her.
D. Farm, I know that's what it is.
What'd she go to, a tech school?
No.
Why is she working in the pharmacy
she went to
if
Ohio
she's a
Northern.
Doctor?
Because they have to have a pharmacist.
Yeah, but no, she a doctor, she could be doing something important.
I mean, I feel like being a pharmacist is important. People come to pick up their medications and they stop.
Go ahead. What's your problem?
Anyway, she makes a lot of money and her significant other makes less money and they figure out their dynamic. He's a firefighter.
Well, that's not exactly scraping the bottom of the barrel.
I know, but she's just talked about how, like...
Well, she talks about it, so there must be a problem there.
No, she's just talking about it. That doesn't mean
there's
a problem.
What did she
say? Just that, like, she makes more.
Ooh, that's a little braggy.
Okay, she doesn't say it in that regard. We've had conversations several times where, like, I just know that this
is true. Hey,
how's
your chicken noodle soup? By the way, I make more than my husband.
No.
How does that even come up?
We talk a lot. It just comes up.
Why does it come up?
Just through conversation.
Why would that come up? Give me a for instance, because I'm interested. I have never had those type of conversations with anybody.
She was just talking about how, like, she pays more of, like, the bills and stuff, basically. And he is more of, like, a handyman and will, like, build things and make things. They just have a different dynamic.
And this is a good thing?
It's just a thing. It's not good nor bad. It's just a thing.
What do you think, Matt?
I mean, I think that that's fine. I mean,
I think you should go over and have a talk with that girl.
I mean, I think if it was the other way around to where if, like...
Sounds like she's in need of advice.
I mean, I think if it was the other way around to where if he made more money than she did and she was the one doing stuff around the house, there would be no questions here as if there would be a problem or not.
Right? This is about sexism, really.
What did you say?
I said that
I'm sorry, I tuned out for a second.
I think that if it was flipped around here and he made more money than she did and
right.
She stayed home and did more things around the house more often, then there wouldn't be much of a question as to whether or not this would be a problem.
Well, you're saying it's a problem. She was bringing it. No, I did not say it was a problem.
Yeah, that's what you're saying right now.
No, I'm just curious as to why she brought this up.
He said, is that not a problem? I didn't say
but she's
it was
bringing
a
it up.
We're just talking. We talk about a lot.
I wouldn't discuss my finances.
We do. I'm just closer with them.
What? No, this girl needs some advice, I can tell.
What does she need advice about?
I can obviously tell things are a little shaky. So I'm going to go over there next time I work and make it a point to say, listen, I understand that your husband is not making the money you're making. And I understand that you make more money. And apparently you're a doctor, allegedly. And we need to sit down and have a little conversation about this, because it seems to be wearing on you.
You got that just from what I told you?
Yes. I'm very perceptive.
Yeah, well, your perception's not always fact.
Well, I'll go figure it out.
Okay.
I can't talk to this girl?
We'll go over and be like, hey, Caitlin, I heard you're making a lot of money in your husband.
Yeah, I heard you make the dough. I heard you're really knocking it back over here.
I heard you guys are on the rocks, you and your husband, yeah?
No, I didn't hear that. I didn't hear anybody was on the rocks.
They're just going to go over. This goes back to the creepy things.
She's got like 18 kids, doesn't she?
She has two. She has two.
Well, don't got to worry about me going in that neighborhood kids. Because all those kids, gee whiz, that one kid was screaming the night of the fruitcake toss.
Oh, yeah.
Lord have mercy.
It was cold outside in the little kid's defense. I don't like kids, but like in the kid's defense, it was cold outside.
Listen, whatever, but... You know.
Okay, in Caitlin's defense, I saw her put like 5 blankets on that kid too. I think that it was
I'm
just
I'm not
unhappy.
Saying anything about her. I'm just saying.
I did not want to be at that fruitcake toss.
I'm just saying that she does not seem like a good time.
Okay.
Okay, go over and tell her that and see how
I'll go over and tell her that.
Like, hey, Caitlin, I heard you make a lot of money and you're not very fun.
Well, no, I didn't hear that. I'm just saying she doesn't seem... I mean, why would somebody want to hang out with her?
What are you talking about right now? Why would they not want to hang out with her?
Why has this conversation gotten so ugly?
You said Caitlin doesn't seem like a good time.
She doesn't. I couldn't see, like, going and hanging out with her. It didn't seem like it'd be, like, a lot of fun.
I'll have you know, she has a beach trip planned with her friends in, like, a month. And
well, good for her.
She's going to have a great time. She's very excited about it.
Well, good for her.
Oh, yeah. So.
Let her go ahead.
Yeah, she will.
I appreciate
it. She'll have a great time.
Well, so. I don't know. They won't, but that's good.
That's so mean.
Listen, the poor deer needs some direction.
She's a doctor. I think she's fine.
Doesn't mean she's socially apt.
I think she's socially fine. She's just consumed with the children.
Actually, there's research behind it, and doctors are have one of the highest depression rates out of all the occupations.
Yep. What's wrong with me going and straightening this girl out? What's wrong with that?
Nothing. Go over. Good luck.
She wouldn't be the first person I had to shake the rug on and fix some things.
I just don't think she's going to like it.
Why? Is she touchy?
She just has a little bit of a pride issue.
Pride? Like, what do you mean?
She's a little prideful.
Like, what do you mean?
She's not going to like if you go over there and tell her, hey, I think that you need some direction and give her some unsolicited advice.
So she thinks she knows it all?
I think a little bit. I don't think she would admit it, but a little bit.
Well, I'm going to go over and straighten that out. Oh. I'm going to say, listen, I hear you're a know-it-all, and that's not good.
No, I mean, she, like, listens to other people's opinions, but I think it's kind of the way you view me, where it's just like, oh, it goes in one and you're not the other, and you're like, oh, okay, thanks for that.
Well, yeah, but you have to work on that.
Maybe.
No, you do, and so does she, or else she's going to be consumed with this whole husband making less money thing.
I don't think she's consumed with it.
Sounds like it.
I think you're making it into that. Is there another topic? Let's move on.
Where did this start?
We were talking about...
I certainly didn't bring it up.
The religious differences.
No, it wasn't religious differences. It was about the mother who has the daughter who's a doctor who feels superior to the bicycle repairman.
Yes. And they're happy and he's the one.
No, I don't know that they're happy and they're not the one. And oh, there you go again. No, I just feel that people need help in life. I feel, just like Elmo says, people are anxiety, grief, and despair, and they need help.
Oh my, yeah. That's true. Elmo did bring that out.
And I feel that I should go and help these people. I've never seen that girl smile, by the way. I've never even seen like her crack a smile.
What? We joke all the time, and she giggles.
Well, but does her face move?
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
She does. She's a jokester. She
likes to smile.
She likes to laugh. I think she just doesn't really love working all the time.
Okay.
So I could
see. Like, you hang out?
Outside of work.
Yeah.
She came to the fruitcake toss.
It wasn't exactly a social outing.
I don't know. There were a lot of people there. It was a pretty social outing, in my opinion.
You don't have, like, go out and have an orange juice?
We honestly see each other a lot because we work a lot, so no. But I think if we were to stop working together, that we would make an effort to hang out.
What is it about her you like?
I like her sense of humor. She is very silly. I think that she's easy to talk to. I mean, maybe it's just because we're in the same environment a lot and, like, you know, we know a lot of the same things.
That's not the same as everybody else over there, my understanding.
Yeah, no. No, there were some issues today as well, so.
Oh, with you?
Yeah, they're just with some cranky people at work, you know.
Oh, cranky with you?
Well, yeah.
Well, what'd you do?
Well, I was on the phone and they did not like that.
Who were you on the phone with?
A customer.
Why would they care if you were on the phone with a customer?
Because the line at checkout was getting long, and I was supposed to, I don't know, hang up on the customer or something.
Did they say something to you?
A little bit, yeah.
What'd they say?
I said, hey, I'm really sorry. I have somebody on hold right now. Like, I'm waiting on Caitlin to answer this question so I can come up and help with the line. And they said, it's fine. I'm used to it. Nobody ever helps me.
Oh.
Yeah. They're a little cranky.
So how'd you handle that?
I said, what was that? And then I made them repeat themselves.
Even
and
though you
then,
heard it.
Yeah, just to make sure that that's what they wanted to say. And then I said, okay. And then I gave them a thumbs down to let them know I didn't like their comment.
And how does that go over?
They went back up and did their job. And then we just didn't talk the rest of the time. And then they went home.
Oh, it's a happy little area over there, isn't it?
I know, isn't it? We're just the best family.
See, I don't have that type of relationship. You call me cynical and rude and all these things. And I don't have that type of relationship with anybody there.
I don't have that with many people. It takes a special type of person to bring out that.
You know, here's the thing. I think you do not like criticism.
Okay, that's fair. but like in this regard,
I'm not saying it's right. I don't work over there. All I'm saying is I think in general in life, you don't care for criticism. And I think it's hard for you to take it. Like, you're perfectly fine with one ear and out the other. I don't think that's good.
I know. I think I listen to what people have to say. I just, like, I'm not going to change my own thoughts just because I hear it one time.
Do you think people are trying to change your thoughts?
Maybe. I don't know.
No. People are just giving you their opinion.
Okay. And so then I'm like, thank you for your opinion. And we go on. What else am I supposed to do?
Well, you're supposed to take it into account that this person was clearly upset.
Oh.
Take their feelings into account.
I do that.
And give them a thumbs down?
They were being mean first.
Oh, that sounds a little childish.
They started.
You did that with me the other night. I was doing a little joke about your face, and you got a little nasty with me.
Yeah, because that was mean.
No, I was just having fun. Could you tell that was a joke, Matt?
I mean, I figured as much.
There you go.
Just because it's a joke doesn't mean that it wasn't mean.
That's just sardonic humor.
Okay. Well, that's fine. I just sardonically responded.
No, you didn't. You got childish.
Well, that's fine.
You should not come back at somebody like that. Then you're just feeding. Feeding the beast.
Yeah. I mean, I typically don't. I typically kind of just sit. But, like, on radio, you have to kind of respond. Because if I just sit there and say, okay, like, that's going to be weird. And with the person at work, I've just sat there and said, okay, a lot of times. So, I'm just over
it. So, what advice did Caitlin give you on this?
She agrees with my feelings, I think. So...
Like, but now, Matt, does it bother you if people don't like you?
I mean, no. There are people that I don't like, so I think it's bound to come to reason that with as many people as there are around, you know, even Marion, that somebody...
Not everybody's going to like you.
Yeah, somebody I would meet wouldn't like me, and somebody I meet will, so it's just... I mean, it just statistically makes sense.
Are you okay with it?
With people not liking me?
Tell the truth.
I know. I don't love it when people don't like me. It bothers me a little.
But do you think everybody can really like you?
No, definitely not. But I'm aware that that's, like, not a good trait to have. Trying to get over it.
Like, what are you doing to work on these relationships anyway? So what, people like you.
What relationships?
With people who may not like you.
I don't know of a lot of people that don't like me openly, except for my coworker, and that one, that's too far gone. We're counting down the days, too.
I don't think anything's too far gone. I think you could fix it.
Yeah, I could try. Maybe.
What are you going to do?
I'll say, hey, sorry if I upset you.
It's my fault.
Okay, I'll say, it's my fault.
Look, Matt, I don't condone lying, but now's the time to lie. Look, you just go up to him and you say, look, I'm sorry, the other day it was just really busy, I was in a bad mood, and, you know, give him the whole rundown.
It's my fault.
Yeah. This person just has a really bad woe is me mentality, and saying it's my fault really just justifies that mentality of, like, you're right, it is not my fault. I'm sorry.
All of a sudden, you're a psychiatrist.
They just do. Every single time, it's like all the bad things are happening to them. I'm like, no, bad things are happening to other people. They're just not complaining about them.
You're a little judgy.
Well?
Well? As long as you are self-aware of it.
I'm self-aware.
It's not good to be judgy.
I don't think I, like, hold strong in my judgments. I think that they could change with a little, like... A little convincing,
a little bit of
effort
motivation
on the other person's part.
Nobody knows everything.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think I know everything.
Some people get close.
Not me.
To knowing everything?
Knowing everything.
I don't know. I think everything's a lot to know. I don't think anybody ever gets close to knowing everything.
You know, there are certain people who I have thought knew a lot.
Madison, that's one of them.
See, you're not going to bait me on that, because then you'll say, oh, you're weird and all this sort of thing. I'm not going down that road again.
Okay, just checking.
Nice girl.
She was a nice girl.
Listen, when she starts coming around...
We'll see.
We'll be going in a different direction. That's what'll be happening.
With me?
See, there you go again. Nobody said that.
You're going in a different direction from her? Oh, or the show's going in a different direction because of her?
Yeah, I would not go in a different direction from her.
Okay. So you're going in whatever direction she's going.
Wherever she's at, I'm going in that direction at this point.
I got it. I got it.
Until I'm given reason not to, I'm going to go in that direction.
Full steam ahead.
Because I feel she's got a little cachet to her. You can say former Miss Ohio. She's got a personality. It's all win-win.
Yeah, I mean, I've thought that a lot of the Miss Ohio's were like that. So I'm shocked to hear that you say they weren't.
The two that I remember were okay.
What was different about them? They just weren't, like, as interesting to talk to? Did they feel too filtered?
They were a little phony.
Okay.
I didn't feel a lot of phoniness with her.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you asked about the whole...
What if she's just really good at being phony?
Well, then we'll find it out.
She's so phony that you can't even detect the phony.
I don't think so, because she really got worried when I asked the question that apparently you're not allowed to ask.
Yeah, she did.
I don't think she was phony.
Mm-hmm. And then she explained it.
Yeah. Yeah, she gave reason.
She was good.
Yeah, she gave her opinion on everything else. I liked her that way.
Yeah.
You know, there's something about, what do we call her, a scholarship queen? You don't call them beauty queens anymore.
Maybe just no queen, Miss Ohio.
I guess you just call her, Miss Ohio.
I just thought she had it together. A lot of people don't have it together.
I think that's the idea in their position, though. I think they're supposed to come off that way. I don't think she'd be crowned Miss
Ohio. I don't think it was fake.
I don't think it was fake either, but, like, I think that's, like, part of what it is. Like, I don't think it's just about them being smart or just about them being pretty or just about them being a good talker. Like, you have to have all of the elements to come together to win that.
I think the one I spoke to just... The two that I spoke to just... I mean, I like the one better than the other, but I never felt that she had it together.
Really?
Like, I thought she gave... You know when I knew that I liked her was when she gave an honest opinion about the swimsuit thing.
She said,
I like to eat Chips Ahoy or whatever it was, but I go to the gym because that's what they do, and they contour you with spray tans and this sort of thing. And that's just part of it. It's not my favorite part, but that's what you have to do.
Oh, yeah, that was interesting whenever she said that. And she said she, like, wore her volleyball uniform for the athletic portion.
I don't think... Did she say
she was similar to her volleyball uniform?
Similar. Okay.
Were you here today?
Yes, I was here. I was tired. It was early.
No, it was like 10 o'clock.
I got up early.
But no, that's when I thought, because that was a very honest answer, because usually Miss Ohio's will rally against that because they've been a part of it. So even if they don't like it, they'll defend it.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't.
Defend, like, the swimsuit part?
Yeah.
I mean, she said that's why she picked Miss Ohio versus Miss America.
Yeah, but she didn't even try to defend it. She said, it's not my favorite part. You know, it's embarrassing to be up there in front of people like that, but you have to do it, so... And she said, I took body sculpting classes because of it, and so on and so forth. I thought it was a very honest answer. And she said, most of it's a spray tan. That's why you look the way you do.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
So that was a very... What are you looking at?
Just looking around. 77 degrees in here now.
Are you getting warmed up?
It's up 2 degrees.
I thought that was just a very honest... I don't think most people are that honest.
I don't know. I don't know. I liked her. I agree. I think that she did have an extra, I don't know, sense of honesty, sense of, she just knew what she was saying. She was well-spoken, that's for sure.
Well, I think you run into people like that in life, and maybe that's why you become effusive. I mean, I just met her this morning, is that when you run into people like that in life, you know you have found something good, you know?
Yeah.
You know what it reminds me of? I love a good Barbara Walters story. Now, when Barbara Walters... you ready for the little Barbara Walters story?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. When Barbara Walters... There's a great book. You should read the book if you really want to know how broadcasting works. And Barbara Walters... Rosie O'Donnell. Do you know that name?
Yes.
Okay. Rosie O'Donnell had been on daytime television, been a big star, and she left at 6 years... And she was not coming back. I mean, she was the biggest, like under Oprah, she was the second biggest star in daytime. She left. They couldn't convince her to stay. She said she wanted to go home with her kids. She didn't want to work past 40 years old. She retired and didn't do anything for like 4 years. Nothing at all. I mean, she might do a guest spot, but certainly nothing daily. And Barbara Walters, it was that year with the whole Star Jones thing and Meredith, the moderator, was leaving. And she felt like she needed a... big name to come in and help her little show. And so I guess she saw Rosie at a theater, and she said, well, maybe I'll just ask her. You know, she's not going to say yes, but I'll ask her. So she walked up to her, and she said, would you ever think about coming back to daytime television? And Rosie O'Donnell said, well, for you, Barbara Walters, I would do anything. And she came back. And even when she quit a year later, she told that story. And she said, because she said, I'm only going to stay a year, and I'm not coming back. We couldn't come to contract terms. And she was telling, Rosie was telling the story, you know, Barbara was saying, I enticed you to come here, and we hoped it would be for longer. And she said, no, I didn't come here for money. Or I said, for you, Barbara Walters, I would do anything. And that's the type of relationship you want to have with people. You don't want the Star Jones end of it, where you're having to lie and a whole bunch of garbage. You want somebody to say that.
I mean, definitely. That's now Barbara Walters doesn't have to blacklist her. So
no, but she ended up having to blacklist her because there was a falling out after. I think they made up in the end.
With Rosie?
Yeah.
Can you tell that part of the story?
Well, Rosie about choked her in the dressing room one day.
Oh.
Yeah, that wasn't a pretty sight.
Okay, so but before that, she was like, for anything for you, Barbara.
Well, I dealt with that. I think she saw Barbara Walters as like a mother. And that's a bad situation sometimes. And when Donald Trump attacked Rosie O'Donnell back in those days when he was just the apprentice man and called her a fat pig and all this sort of thing, she felt that Barbara Walters did not defend her enough. And so she told her that in a very yelling way in the dressing room.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's why you can't get too close to your coworkers, I guess.
And Barbara Walters said, she said, you know, that she thinks she confused her mother for her, and that's what happened.
Yeah, their business relationship got a little murky.
But I don't think, I think there was a personal relationship there.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that she took it, why should she defend you?
I mean, she just feels like Barbara Walters had a bigger voice than her. So
well,
like,
she did.
Yeah, so then like her defending her would.
But she was also friends with Donald Trump.
Yeah, but how do you justify calling somebody a fat pig?
You know, you've talked to Donald Trump about that.
I mean, I can see why she was upset. I can see why she wanted a little justification.
Well, all I'm saying is those are the relationships in life that are important. And I think that ultimately she had nice things to say about Barbara Walters when she died was that it was that, you know, she would have never came back if it hadn't been for her. So those are the relationships you want with people.
Yeah, that you'll do things for people.
Yeah. You want people who won't do things for you?
No, I mean, I guess it's good when people do things for you. I can't argue with that.
Why would this be a bad thing?
I mean, she only stayed for a year, so it's like she kind of did it just
I don't think
so,
she
like,
wanted to come back at all.
Yeah, so she just did it to make her happy. Like, she didn't do it because she wanted to. Like, I wonder how, like, what the quality of her
oh, good.
Daytime
production. During that year, the
really?
Ratings went way up.
But was that just because she was there? Or
no, they stayed up.
Good?
They stayed up.
Okay.
I think it was good.
As good as your Coke over there?
It was very good. I don't know. I just think you got to have a relationship with people that it's complicated because you do have a working relationship, but sometimes it is important to have more or you don't get moments like that.
Yeah, I think I definitely have pretty close relationships with my coworkers, the ones that I get along with, you know.
Yeah, apparently not all. Matt, what do you think? Do you have to have close relationships with people?
Of course you have to have close relationships with people. I mean, you can have close relationships with your coworkers too, but I think that you have to, when you have a close relationship with your coworker, you have to recognize that there's a line there between a personal relationship and a work relationship, and you can't intermix the two.
I think it depends on the job. I think if you're working, like, at a retail outlet, probably. I think if you're working in broadcasting, it is different. Because I think you have to show all of yourself. You can't be phony.
Yeah, because, I mean, you're just, like, talking and like, expressing your thoughts. So it'd be hard to constantly have a filter on something like that.
I mean, like I've always said, if somebody asks me an honest opinion, I'm going to give them an honest answer. Now, this might cause problem down the road, but you have to be honest with people because hopefully they are your friends. I mean, what's the difference between a work friend and a real friend?
I mean, I think work friends are real friends. You just have to, like, you can't hold a grudge on against your friend for something they did at work because, I mean, like, at work they're not necessarily your friend, they're your coworker.
Right, that's it. You can't take it into the job. That's where the mistake was made. Because Rosie and Barbara clearly were friends, and when it became a workplace relationship, that's where their falling out happened.
Yeah, because she expected her to, like, treat her as a friend outside of work.
You have to keep the two separate.
Right, but you can have the separate. You just have to do them separate.
Yeah, you just can't intermix the two.
Right, like, you can't expect your boss to give you favors just because they're your friend.
Yeah.
I think that's fairly reasonable.
Right. So you can't get angry at them either, and I think that's the problem. But you can be great friends outside.
Well, I even think there are people who you cannot like to work with, but outside of work, you like them.
You know, and like we were talking today with Pastor Craig to wrap it up here, I think that you should tell people the truth. You know, like past relationships, past friendships, family members. You know, if you don't like them or they've done something wrong, I think you can say that. I think you should tip other people off. Don't let them go down the same road.
If they ask you, I would say.
No, because...
You need to reach out and let them know.
Yes.
Okay.
Because sometimes they may not know what to ask.
They could ask what your opinion on this person is.
Right, but sometimes they don't do that. And you already know that that person is shaky.
Yeah, so then if they ask for your opinion, then you can give it.
Give it.
Just regardless.
Just give it.
Okay.
Because, let's say somebody has, like we talked about earlier, somebody has an affair. Now, if you know that they have done this, and somebody you know is getting in a new relationship with them, you shouldn't go tell them. Now, they can still get in that relationship if they want, but you need to give them a heads up what they're getting into.
I mean, yeah, but... I don't know. I don't think if you don't have a relationship with that person, it's not really your job to reach out to them and inform them of the situation and give your input.
Oh, I think it's okay.
Okay, to each their own.
I mean, what are they going to do?
Nothing.
When you say, I think you're doing the wrong thing, what are they going to do?
They're going to say, okay, thank you.
I mean, I think the worst they can do is take your word for a grain of salt because they don't know you. If you reached out to somebody who you heard was talking to somebody who cheats, and you were like, hey, just so you know, this person cheated, they'd probably just take it for nothing because they don't know you.
Right. And I think that's why it's better to tell somebody, because you don't want down the road when that person cheats again and they say, wow, I just got cheated on. And you say, well, I didn't, no surprise here because they've done that before. And what?
You were the sixth one.
Yeah, you were the sixth one.
You want to be able to say, I told you so, and not...
You don't want to know somebody's background?
No, I would.
There you go.
I would, but I would probably reach out in that case scenario. I'd find people to ask.
Yeah. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, because they know what you're asking for, so they kind of curtail it.
That's true.
See, I always believe there are certain people who you know are going to give you the honest opinion no matter what.
Like Scott. Scott's always
I'm always going to give you the honest opinion. Because I have nothing to lose. Some people feel they have something to lose.
I mean, if you have something to lose, I guess. I mean, I think you would almost feel obligated to lie. You don't want to lose your thing.
How's your autism?
I'm just looking at this. Stop asking that. It's a cool thing. Thank you again, Calvin. That was really nice. Stop looking at me. Are you going to close the show out or what? Why are you just staring at me?
Listen, I'm going to tell you an honest opinion here right now. I think you might need to see a doctor.
Okay.
I think you have a little touch of something.
Is it for the hives? Is it for this?
I still think your hives have something to do with your brain. Now, okay. You can think they don't, but I think they do.
Mental issues.
I know a lot of people have mental hives.
Maybe. I've just never experienced that before.
Are you stressed, Carrington?
I don't think so.
Subconsciously?
I really don't think so, but maybe. Maybe I am. Really deep down, stressed about something.
You seem it. I can see it.
Okay.
So what this wonderful...
Sorry. Don't place stress on me. I'm not stressed.
I wasn't putting stress on. I was just asking.
You said you are stressed.
Well, I think you are, but that's just my opinion.
Okay. Thank you for your opinion.
Take that with a grain of salt.
Thank you for your opinion.
Thank you. What did you learn on this wonderful Groundhog Day 2024?
Today I learned that that Rosie O'Donnell and Barbara Walters were friends.
Yeah, and they ended good. So that's the moral of the story is they ended good.
Good, good.
Yeah.
I learned that we have 6 more weeks of winter coming.
Because?
Because that's what our groundhog predicted.
And how did the other groundhogs do?
They all said in early spring, so...
But the official...
the official prediction from us that was signed in by Mary Ellen Withrow is...
Don't leave out Madison.
Okay, Madison picked a piece of pizza. I'm just going to tell the whole thing.
Miss Ohio 2023.
Madison Miller, Miss Ohio 2023, selected a piece of groundhog pizza to predict what the weather was going to be.
You know, this isn't a good look for you. I just want to tell you that it's kind of a little snarky.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Little snarky look there, but that's okay. I forgive your snarkiness.
Thank you.
On this Friday, Groundhog Day. Are you ready for a vegan donut?
I am ready for a vegan donut.
I think they'll be some are iced and some are not. All right, well, we thank Calvin for the lithograph.
Absolutely.
And we thank everybody who listened, and we thank everybody who participated in Groundhog Day. It was quite the day here at WGH Talk. I don't know what the next thing is now. I think I'm planning a trip. I was thinking about that the other day.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner, Scott.
What does that mean?
Or you don't have an event for Valentine's Day? Does that one get swept under the rug here?
I mean, what do you do on Valentine's Day on radio?
I don't know.
What are we going to do, send Valentine's
curious.
To each
okay,
other?
Well, no.
Everybody get a shoebox and let's pass on the Valentine's.
Oh my gosh, that'd be so fun. But, yeah, no. I don't know. I didn't expect there to be a fruitcake toss, but that was its own event. So I was like, maybe there's some kind of Valentine's Day event.
Well, we find anybody who says they're in love, and we just beat the tar out of them.
Sounds like what would happen
here. And we
videotape
it. Yeah. And it's very good.
We find as many people as we can, and we make it into a video collage.
Do you buy into Valentine's Day?
I think it's fun. It's a little, like, they're just making you express your feelings for somebody to, like, get money. But, like, I like it. I think it's fun.
So you like when somebody gets you a...
I really like chocolate-covered strawberries, and that's about it. I like chocolate-covered strawberries.
So you don't want the flowers or the Valentine's
I don't know. I don't need to request gifts. I'm good.
Well, nobody's going
to
send you any. I'm just saying, okay. That's it.
Chocolate-covered strawberries. Yeah, that's all I've got right now.
Solid list.
Yeah.
But they're good. What do you have, Matt? What's on your list?
I don't do Valentine's Day.
Okay, but if you did, what's on your list?
If you did.
If I did, I'd probably say that I like the Nodes gummy ropes that they have that are mm-hmm. Valentine's Day edition. Mm-hmm. Those are always good. I do also like chocolate-covered strawberries. Chocolate-covered strawberries are good. They make those little, like...
He's got a whole list now. Somebody who didn't care.
It's because she tried to put me on the spot. I had to prove a point.
This is a long spot.
They got those little hard heart candy-shaped things, which I used to like as a kid, but not so much now. So,
Gosh. Did you guys see the ad that they did there for the little green and pink hearts where they took all of the messy ones that they had created and they called them, like, situationship hearts or something? It was so funny because it's, like, ones that you couldn't really read.
What's that again real quick for the people who are out there? What? A situationship? What is that? I know you described this at one point.
Yeah. I feel like it's just, like, when things aren't, like, defined in a relationship, possibly, just, like...
I like that.
Okay. You like it to be ambiguous?
Yes. Yes, androgynous.
As vague as possible.
Darn right.
Open to interpretation.
That way the door is always a little open for you to sneak on out.
Oh my gosh.
So, gummy ropes, chocolate-covered strawberries.
What do you want for Valentine's Day?
You know what I like for Valentine's Day? I like something homemade. You know, I like a nice baked good that's homemade. Somebody put some effort into it. Valentines are good for poems.
Oh, you're going to write... Okay, you want people to write you poems.
Write me poems.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, I poemed up at Christmas.
That's true.
I'm just saying, I'd like a nice poem. You know, you put it on a heart, you put it on the thing. People keep that. Like a doily.
Okay.
What are you, rolling your eyes?
No, I'm just poems are going through my head, you know?
I don't want, like, somebody else's poem. I want a real poem.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, listen, all the fans out there, Scott wants a poem for Valentine's Day.
Roses are red, violets are blue. I've never met anybody who had hives like you.
Very nice, very nice.
That was thoughtful.
Love, Scott.
Love, Scott.
Happy Valentine's Day.
That was good, yeah.
That was good. Well, that's why I'm here. I'll be here all week. All right, this has been a great, great Groundhog Day. Hope everybody has a wonderful, wonderful night. We're going to have some vegan donuts. If only people were in the room. You don't act like this when we're on television. I'm going to tell people what...
I only eat beef and noodles on television.
I'm
going to
tell people what you do when we're in the break. Lord. All right. We're done for the night. For Matt, for Carrington, on this wonderful Groundhog Day, thank everybody who was involved today. Amy and the whole gang here and everybody. Just everybody. Have a great, great night. Hope you had a great Groundhog Day.
Wow.
And enjoy your life. Yeah. That's a good bit of advice.
True. Enjoy that life.
Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Plans. And what? It's live from the news center. I'm Gallagher, but I told you that.
This is Adam Lepp in the newsroom. On Thursday, February 1st, the certified gas station on East Center Street was robbed by a suspect who indicated she was in possession.